You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Al and Jerry, two manly men that could definitely change a flat tire.
At least once. Damn sure. So I said to this, Rangers won again last night. They're up 2-0. Knicks up 2-0. Yankees did win, although they gave you nothing after the first inning. And if you're just waking up, the Mets a few hours ago lost to the Giants 5-1, so the six-game winning streak over. Now they've lost three in a row. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's not good, Jerry. Three in a row is not good.
I don't like it.
I don't like it one bit.
Nope. Not hitting all of a sudden.
Yes, they're not hitting all of a sudden, which is not good. And you say the Yankees beat the A's. Who cares, right? The A's. Right now, well, Jerry, we're in playoff mode. We're in Knicks playoff mode, yeah. Rangers playoff mode, and we got the NFL draft tomorrow night.
The first round tomorrow night, yes.
Tomorrow night. Now, there are reports that the Giants are exploring trading up to get Drake May, who, by the way, looks exactly like what you would think a New York Giants quarterback would look like. He looks like he could be Daniel Jones' brother. He looks like the same. We're just drafting the same guy.
Yeah, well, they're all looking for that franchise quarterback.
I guess so. I don't know what these guys.
It's got to be. I know they get paid well. I know Daniel Jones makes a fortune. But it still has to be strange. It would be akin to this radio station hiring the new up-and-coming morning producer from L.A. and saying, don't worry, Al, your job's, you're our guy. But just so you know, he's going to be, like, right there.
Yeah, he's not really going to do anything. He's going to observe.
Right. Oh, but for what? We'll see, you know. Yeah. But you're our guy.
We noticed you got a lot of vacation coming in the summer. We have a guy standing by.
It's got to be a strange feeling.
It has to be. That's why it's always strange to see when they get along.
Sure. In the quarterback room or, yeah.
Yeah, just even in that watching that Patriots documentary when young Tom Brady was there and Drew Brees was there.
Drew Bledsoe. I mean, Drew Brees, that would have been something if they had all three of them.
That was a crowded room.
Yes.
Drew Bledsoe. And they seemingly got along very nice. Mm-hmm. Their lockers were next to each other. But you could tell Drew Bledsoe was annoyed at constant Tom Brady questions. Mm. But they seemed to get along nicely. So I don't know how why that is. I'd be more like, remember we thought like Brett Favre was kind of douchey to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yep.
And Aaron Rodgers was kind of douchey to Jordan Love. I think that's more normal than being super friendly and not seeming like this guy's coming to take your job.
I don't know. I mean, you're probably right, but I do know there's a lot of open competitions at specific positions every year. Guys do tend to get along. You know, any of these guys I've interviewed over the years, you know, with Compass Media Networks, the Cowboys, and you'll talk to them, hey, you know, you're in competition for the number one wide receiver job or the third, the slot receiver. You know, what's the relationship? Oh, man, we make each other better. And you want to say they're saying all the right things? Yes. And a lot of cases, though, I'm talking to like 24-year-old kids that I don't think know any better other than to just answer the question. I don't know. Maybe they are very close off the field and that stuff. They're still getting paid. They don't care. I don't know.
But it seems like with quarterback, like if you're saying wide receiver, they're fighting for the number one spot. If you're even not the number one guy, you're still going to get a lot of looks in the game. And if quarterback, you're not. Quarterback's also like the leader of the team. So that's always.
You're the face of the franchise. That's true.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That's true. I actually got contacted yesterday from The Score in Chicago, sports radio.
As an expert?
Well, this is what they told me they're doing. They go, hi, Al. Our afternoon show is doing a mock draft tomorrow. We want you to make the Giants pick.
Did you ask them why?
I feel like I should say yes. They're nice enough to ask me.
So are you going on?
I think I will. I got to get back to them, but I don't know who the Giants are. I'm just going to pick a quarterback.
You know what? You should just take something like totally out of left field, and that'll totally screw up their mock draft.
Yeah.
And by the way, the fact that radio stations are still doing mock drafts.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's you're basic.
One. That is basic. They told me they only need me for 45 seconds, though.
You say that, though, Eddie. You know some of these top-rated TV segments on these shows are all about this draft.
The mock drafts?
This NFL stuff, we talk about the popularity. People, they have draft parties tomorrow night. It's a real thing. So maybe it's basic. Maybe it's a throwback. It still works, though. The football fan's nuts.
The mock, I don't know.
Eddie, I agree with you. I think it's a complete waste of time. Tell me who they draft on Friday morning. But people love it. Whether you like it or not, they love it.
So, Al, you have to look for your pick. Who would screw up the whole process
the, next pick.
The right. most?
But don't do anything nuts. Don't pick a guy that would be picked in the sixth round. Come up with someone that's projected to go like mid-second round or late second round.
We're moving up. We like this guy. We looked at the film on him. I'm just going to pick out whatever quarterback's available. At number six.
But that doesn't throw anything off then.
I don't want to ruin their show, Jerry.
You kind
of
do.
I don't know anything about any of these guys other than the quarterbacks, who I also don't know much about.
But hey, go on.
But here I am as your draft expert from New York.
I'll give you one. Everybody knows the Giants need a wide receiver.
That's true.
All right? You go on and say they're going to draft Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas.
Oh, we love this kid.
Who's projected to go to the Chiefs at number 32.
No, we love him. We got to grab him here at number six because the Chiefs are going to grab him in the mid-30s.
Like a running back.
All right, we got to replace Saquon Barkley.
Eddie, help me out with this. I know I don't watch college football. I know this. But did Alabama really have a cornerback whose first name and spelled as the drink? His first name is Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that name.
K-O-O-L-A-I-D.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
We're taking Kool-Aid. We're going to take Kool-Aid with the number six pick for the Giants because we've got a big sponsorship deal coming.
You remember Ha-Ha Clinton Dix?
Yes, oh, I do, but Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid.
Come on. Oh, my gosh. Why'd you go with that one? Kool-Aid McKinstry.
If Kool-Aid's not available, we're going to take High C.
Which
a tight end.
Doesn't sound so stupid after seeing that's his real name.
I have seen Kool-Aid a lot.
You got to make sure you tell me when this is so I can roll on the audio.
It's at 4:10 or so. They
today.
Told me. Today, yeah.
Eastern or Central?
My time. 4:10 my time.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, we're taking the Kool-Aid.
Well, all right. Well, I have to make sure I get someone to roll on that.
Yeah, I'll have to tell them, yes, I'm interested. Yes, I will be prepared with my pick for the score in Chicago.
All right. I look forward to this.
Yeah. I might start doing maybe I'll get a weekly football appearance on the Chicago station if they really like my breakdown.
What breakdown?
Well, I'll break down the Kool-Aid.
You could make a name for yourself again. And instead of making a pick, say, you know who we don't want here? Caleb Williams, because he can't handle it.
I'm glad Caleb Williams is off the board, because he cries in the stands.
No Caleb Williams here.
And he gets his fingernails
painted. That's one of our stations, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Score in Chicago, that's right.
That Mitch Rosen?
It's not him. But
No, the PD.
Oh, PD.
He's the one that helped me out there a couple times, and Rutgers has been at Northwestern.
Yeah, this is 670 The Score.
Yeah. It's very nice setup there.
It's for the afternoon show. Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Okay.
They're very interested in my talents, Jerry.
I look forward to hearing you today.
If I become a free agent, they may be interested in bringing me over. So
check out the Odyssey app today and listen to the score for Al at 4:10. And by the way, we had a great segment here. So go back and take a listen to the beginning of our program.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Jerry.
All right, right now you're going to listen to Amy Lawrence. She's got an Odyssey Sports Minute on the one and only Caitlin Clark.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got about a minute or so left. The guys are standing by. Rangers won, Yankees won, Mets lost, Knicks Sixers tomorrow.
Jerry, I got a direct message from Cowbell Man. He's the dude who's out at Yankee Stadium and hits the cowbell. He said that Manute Bol's mother was 6'10".
Wow.
And the father was shorter at 6'8", but both well over 6 feet, Jerry. Yes. You got the very tall Manute Bol. I don't know how tall.
That's a big house.
I don't know how tall Bol Bol's mother was. Because Bol Bol.
It's B-O-L-B-O-L. Bol Bol.
Manute Bol. Bol Bol.
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 WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.